This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Nuristani, a licensed medical doctor with 16 years of experience practicing medicine and is the CEO of Balance 7 and also head and board member of the nonprofits Slow Noor Foundation and Savvy Health. And Dr. Nuristani, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
You're more than welcome and certainly appreciate your time as well. So for starters, you know, we've been going through a COVID pandemic now for over 2 years. At this point, should we continue to wear masks?
Well, that is a great question. So far, I mean, we have gone through the worst of COVID-19. To be honest with you, I cannot answer that question honestly about should we or shouldn't we. Obviously, from a physician perspective, and I also do intensive care, I have lost way too many people. I lost more people in 2 years than 15 years of practice combined. So to me, it's a little bit different. I'm over precautious on saying that, hey, you should wear your mask, especially if you're a high risk patient. And what I mean by high risk patient, if you have predisposing factors like diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disorder, so your immune system is down, I want you to protect yourself. I think it's gonna work your while. Although in the last 6 months or a year or so, the numbers have significantly declined. The new virus is not as dangerous as it used to be, but we still see people being hospitalized and lose their life. So I want you to protect yourself. Obviously, every state has its own mandate, and it's a mess to see which one to pick, who's doing what. Every city, every state, every town is different. So you just got to go by what they say as far as not wearing it. But wearing it is your choice, right? You can wear it no matter where you can go and protect yourself for as long as possible, because this is not over. It's not over yet, right? So that's my, as I said, if you're at high risk, please continue to wear that. You can save your life.
It certainly makes a lot of sense and some great advice as well. Do people still need to be vaccinated? Talk to us about that.
No question about it. There's no question in my mind that you need to be vaccinated and continue to protect yourself. So the viruses, if you look at the other viruses in the past, and the prime example is the flu virus. Now we get vaccinated every year, right? Because there's so many variants that comes and due to mutation. So we're protecting ourselves from flu every year. I don't think this is going to be any difference, to be honest with you, unless we don't see any more cases and it disappears. And I highly doubt it at this point of time, given the data, that this virus is going to disappear completely. So until we get to that point, I don't feel safe not getting it. So absolutely, the answer is yes.
Yeah, not surprised to hear you say that, and I totally agree with your stance on that as well. Now, for those of us that have been vaccinated, should we be getting the booster?
Oh, absolutely. So obviously, I mean, a lot of studies have shown that, you know, your immunity wanes off through time, you know, usually about 5 months to 8 months period. So the recommendation for all three vaccines are at least two of them that you should get it within, 5 months from the last dose that you have. There's talk about a recommendation for a fourth dose. I'm not sure how. We got to wait for the data to come out to see if that is really necessary or not. We just have to look at your immunity and see how your body responds through time. Are you building a good defense? So when you catch the virus, your body is able to take care of it. Or is it, we still need to continue to get the vaccine as a booster, as a fourth booster four shot, or you know, just yearly shots will be enough. So we don't have enough data at this point, but the data is very conclusive for getting your booster shot.
Really do appreciate the information and insight here, and timely, I believe, as well. Today we're speaking with Dr. Nuristani, a licensed medical doctor with 16 years of experience practicing medicine and is the CEO of Balance 7. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's COVID-19 Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, moving ahead here, are there any new treatments that we should be aware of or anything that you'd like to mention on that front?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are some treatment that has shown significant reduction in the rate of hospitalization. We had some medication that you had to go in the hospital and get it through IV infusion. Then we have a new pill that came out. And that shows the reduction and risk of reduction in going to the hospital and also dying from the disease, somewhere between 60-80% reduction. So we have a pill actually that you can go to your regular doctor and they could prescribe it. The caveat is you have to do it within the 5-day period. Now, some of them, because the virus changed so much and so rapid, I mean, we have 11, 12 different strains, at least 11 strains now with thousands of different mutation. So some of this drug will work, some may not work. So, but there is something available now that if you catch it, but you have to do it within 5 days, and you know the results have been phenomenal. Even the what we call the monoclonal antibodies that we did before for infusion, that had significantly reduced patients' length of admission to the hospital and getting super sick. So, but really we don't have that one pill, right? That say, okay, you know what? If I have pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, I know I could get you antibiotic, and I know for a fact that that's going to take care of it. With COVID, we're still in the very early stages of this disease, although it has been since, you know, December of 2019, we still haven't had great solutions, but nonetheless, solutions are coming. But I would suggest for everybody that, you know, you just have to be proactive. The minute you think that you're going to have symptoms or respiratory symptoms, upper respiratory, or you feel down, you know, you could do other things. You know, make sure you measure your oxygen level, make sure you take your vitamin D and zinc and magnesium, and sleep really well, use melatonin and things of that nature to help you through that process. It's a combination of everything that you want to make sure you bring your body at optimal level at any given time, so your body is able to fight. Some of the supplements like Balance 7, et cetera, is, you know, some of the key alternative things that we could do to protect ourselves to begin with. And then also by doing above mentioned things that you are prepared more when the infection comes across.
Definitely appreciate those details and insight as well. Thanks so much. Lastly, are we safe to attend large gatherings? Certainly listeners would appreciate your thoughts in that regard.
So a lot of people have been vaccinated and a lot of the state has lift the mandate of wearing mask in large gathering. And once again, I think you've got to look at your location, wherever you're at. If the disease prevalence is minimum to none, or it's very limited, then I think it's safe to say, yes, you could attend. But if the prevalence is, you know, around you, a lot of people are getting sick, then it doesn't make sense that the chances are that you're going to get it is absolutely a lot higher, right? It's all about how much risk as an individual you want to take personally, right? Do I want to attend them and wear a mask? The answer is absolutely yes, right? So at least I protect myself a little bit. But yeah, just depending. And if I live in California and I live in San Luis Obispo and I know that there's a lot of people getting sick around me, then absolutely I don't want to go because I know I'm going to get sick. But if I live currently in San Luis Obispo, the rate is very limited. I mean, there's we don't see a lot of patients in the hospital. We don't see a lot of sick people. So yeah, I mean, I feel a little safer to go. But once again, I want to go. I want to protect myself, and I want to wear my mask. You know, it is a crazy statistic, I'm going to tell you, Eric, that's going to blow your mind as far as virus is concerned, is flu. You know flu. You know, it costs us about 40, you know, somewhere between 30 to 62,000 people die from flu every year, right? Guess what? In the last 2 years, I have seen maybe 2 cases of flu, and I used to see thousands of cases of flu during flu season. Do you know why we don't have any flu anymore?
Right off the top, I would definitely be curious to know why or why not.
Oh, well, mask. That's what it is. So masking up. Obviously, you know, it shows you the power of prevention. So, you know, one of the things, the thoughts were for me even as a physician, because as I said, when you are at front line and you see people dying, your perception and your how you look at things changes. So prevention becomes important. So why not, you know, during flu season, wear masks? You know, what's a big deal? I mean, wear masks so you can protect you and protect everybody else around you. It doesn't have to cost us $10 billion a year, every year for flu, you know, to deal with consequence of flu, as opposed to just wearing a 10-cent mask, right? So there's, once again, there are things that we can do to prevent ourselves, and there are facts and there are data shows that absolutely, I mean, these are means for in which we can stop the disease or prevent us from getting sick and prevent our loved one from getting sick and dying.
I got to tell you, that's quite interesting. And who would have ever thought that the flu cases have totally dropped almost to none because of wearing masks? It makes total sense. And that information alone is quite helpful and tells you how much effect wearing masks can have in a positive way. Dr. Norisani, really do appreciate the time spent with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or Balance 7, where is the best place to do so?
You can go on balance7.com, the word balance, number 7.com. They also, so the website have information on me as well as about the great product. And also, they could go find the product on Amazon. But mainly, you know, just there's a lot, tons of information on how these supplements will help you through your journey to becoming more healthy. So it's an amazing, for me, it has been an absolutely amazing time to be part of that investigative aspects of this product and see transformation of lives with this product. So people could get a lot more information at balancesalon.com.
And of course, listeners, if you're out and about, you can certainly pick up that link on the show notes within this broadcast as well. Dr. Norisani, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Norisani, a licensed medical doctor with 16 years of experience practicing medicine, and is the CEO of Balance 7 and also head and board member of the nonprofit Slow Noor Foundation and Savvy Health. And for all the details on Balance 7, visit balance7.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.